Legacy Community Health goes beyond care with expert primary, pediatric, and mental health services, nationally ranked prenatal and maternal care, and affordable pharmacies with free delivery. Legacy Community Health, health beyond care. Visit lch.org.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
The first time around the prosecution and the trial of Alec Murdaugh, they buried Alec Murdaugh under 12 hours of stolen money and defrauded clients. The Supreme Court just said that that can't happen again. They gave conditions. They can't say it can't completely happen, but they gave conditions. So now Creighton Waters, if he's going to be the prosecuting attorney here, walks into a courtroom and has to convict on the actual evidence itself, the physical case. Same case where the crime scene sat in the rain, family walked through it, police walked through it, sled walked through it, no murder weapon was ever recovered, no DNA was found on the defendant, and the housekeeper says she flagged a suspicious vehicle to sled, and they blew it off, told her to go get mental help. Harputalin is already signaling he's going on the offense. He told reporters the reversal will bring reluctant witnesses out of the woodwork. Round two isn't just about whether Alec did it, it might be about whether anyone seriously investigated the possibility that someone else could have. With us to break it all down, Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, and also Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, to help us discuss what's going on here. Jen Blanca Simpson, who's been on the show, is going to be on again very soon, says she told SLED about an unidentified white truck at Moselle on the day of the killings, parked near where Paul kept his firearms. And she says they dismissed it. She later identified it more specifically in private interviews than she ever actually did on the stand. You've been involved in federal cases for almost three decades here. When a witness gives you a vehicle near a weapons storage area hours before a double homicide and doesn't run that down, it makes, I think, a lot of people question the thoroughness of the investigation. Do you think there is going to be a lot of exposure this time around on just how unthorough this investigation was?
Well, the defense gets to have hindsight.
Sure.
And hindsight is a beautiful thing, but so does the prosecution. But I think in this case, it's going to benefit far greater the defense. And yes, in answer to your question, that's a pathetic response. Whenever there is any vehicle that is mentioned and described, if they're able to nail it down to that exact day and time, remember, sometimes people remember things and I have no doubt it happened, but they could be mistaken about the day or the time or exactly when that happened. Nevertheless, you've got to run it down. There should be some camera footage or some information related to why a van would be there. But I don't recall that information related in proximity to when this happened, meaning like hour, you know, minute, hour type proximity.
I believe she, according to her, and I'm just going off of memory here right now, it was like the day of that this happened, that there was this vehicle that was going around. She has a lot of things that she witnessed and that she told to police that never even made it into the trial. A lot of it's in her book. Because eventually it seems SLED, in her perception, dismissed her, told her to go get mental health help. And I don't think it was in a way of like, you've been through a lot. Like, it would be good to go talk to somebody. I think it was more like, yeah, you're crazy. Go get some help. That's the way, at least I believe she has interpreted the response from SLED with the valuable information she had. And she is one of the most valuable people in this case. It's very troubling to me that she was dismissed allegedly in the way that she was by the investigators for someone being that close with their finger literally, on the pulse. I mean, I'm not trying to make a weird reference here, but on the pulse of how that family operates is my point.
It's going to be important to get the other side of that story.
Yeah.
And I wholeheartedly believe everything that she's saying, what she said was coming back to her, the words are coming back to her, because how things sound to the person receiving, especially in these high stress situations, compared to actually what is being done on the other side, can be extremely incongruent. And I guarantee, I'm not speaking for you, Jim, but I guarantee you've probably seen cases like this, because I've had people when I was in another field office outside of New York working counterintelligence that became sources of mine that were extremely grateful that I was their handler and they were going to be cooperating, working together with me, because quote unquote, the guy that showed up before you was a jackbooted thug carrying weapons and threatened my life and if I didn't cooperate. The guy's a really good guy and he didn't do that. I actually got video of him knocking on the front door, being very congenial. But again, that reverse context, and you can't argue ever context, because that's how it's perceived by the other person. So that's why it's really important to get both sides. And now sure. Also the hindsight issue is also really critical. If you want to, I guarantee you this too, it's easier, like Jen said, for defense. But if you want to start picking apart how law enforcement did things wrong in hindsight, you will always find it, because there's always the critical vulnerability in every operation and every investigation. That's human beings, mm-hmm. which are not perfect, which are fallible. And especially when you have, I would project probably name confirmation bias going on in this one, on any side of it. And because you, in this part of South Carolina, or really in any place, you have power brokers. And when you start having power brokers that wield influence over others, there's going to be confirmation issues that come into play that you have to overcome as well. So there's a lot of messiness going on there. But that 100%, they would have and should have, and hopefully will at least now, run down the leads that the housekeeper's given, because that's a lot of really critical information that could come to play. Anyway, just my rant on it all.
Harpootlin, like I said at the intro here, he said something very specific after the ruling, and that this reversal will give them access to reluctant witnesses. And if people don't come forward voluntarily, they'll use subpoena. What's different this round that they didn't do in round one? I mean, is there more people to call? Is there other angles? Did they not go to reluctant witnesses round one? What's your thought here? Is there more up the sleeve of Mr. Harpootlin that for whatever reason was not brought onto the big stage the first time?
Well, I've always said the number one mistake they made, and I understand that Murdaugh was pushing for this, was him testifying. I make this analogy with him. He was a dog on a wet linoleum floor, sliding around up there, couldn't get anything right. He made no sense. He stepped in it with that video, and that video is never going to go away. That video needs to be the number one piece of evidence, because that Snapchat showing Alec at the dog kennels at the time of the murder absolutely ruins the case for them. And remember, just because it's a new trial, it doesn't mean the old trial didn't happen. From the standpoint mm-hmm. of there's testimony that is going to be there that you can't erase. People can't change their minds without being discredited by what they said the first time. So it's not like that evidence doesn't exist anymore. And I think they'll keep him off the stand. But he might be so arrogant and psychopathic that he might insist on going on again. I think it'll be a huge mistake.
It'll be really interesting because he's had time to reflect as well and try to smooth out his performance because I guarantee, you know, he's a performer. You know, people that can commit these acts, you know, when you're edging higher on a psychopathic scale with a lack of empathy, not because, again, not diagnosed and all that, but when you deal with someone that can do these horrendous things, innocent until proven guilty, but he was proven guilty once, so this is the retrial, trying round two. You know, if you start dealing with someone, at least on the financial crime side, where you can so abhorrently take advantage of another human being, whether it's through violence or depriving them of a means of living, this is someone that's high on the psychopathic scale in the sense of they have zero empathy, and so they're mimicking the behaviors of others. And so that was an act. When you're seeing these things, it's not real. They're mimicking what they think the world wants to see or needs to see, and they're trying to make it congruent. So he might try to get better at that. Maybe being off of cocaine for the last, or whatever drugs he was taking, for the last 3 years is going to help him, you know, so who knows, but
the thing is, and yes, and that's the big crux of, I think, the whole retrial is they had like 12 days of evidence for the financial crimes that very thoroughly and factually showed what a manipulative, narcissistic, self-centered monster Alec Murdaugh is with money, and where what he stole from and who he stole from, stealing from disabled people. I mean, just it's insane. It's horrible. And at the end of it, you walk away going, yeah, he's totally capable of killing his family if he's able
part
to do
the
that.
Arc. Yep.
But if you pull all that out and you don't get it and you get like a very condensed version of it, that impact isn't there. That backstory doesn't exist. So you're not already there with him by the time you get to Alec on the stand shooting snot out of his nose, saying that he was that it was the Baba, whatever the hell he's saying. All of that doesn't have the lead up, the build up. So
but
is
maybe
it,
the son and the housekeeper, part of that arc now.
Yeah.
People like that.
I wonder how much going into this is going to be a different story from the jump, because in trial one, we didn't know about Alec, what we did with the video. We knew he was down there. We were going to see how he was going to explain it. And he explained it. He said he lied and he was down there the whole time and it was drugs that made him lie. If they're going in from the jump on this one, that he was down there, it's not all of the trial, all 6 weeks of it, saying that he wasn't, and then suddenly it changes at the moment of truth. If day one, yeah, I was down there, but you lied about it early on. Yeah, we've already established that I did, and here's why. I mean, you can't spend 6 weeks going, yeah, you lied about it. Yeah, we already established that, but this we're moving on from that. It changes the whole trajectory of the case. It changes the whole acceptance of the evidence of where he was and why he was there. And I think they're going to have to do a lot more explaining beyond just the dramatic moment that we had in trial one with Alec shooting snot out of his face of why he was there. They're going to have a lot more time to go down that road. And it really could change. I mean, who knows what sort of stories they're going to come up with here with that round. How do you think that's going to play out, Jen, with now that's a fact going in on day one of this next trial?
Well, first of all, you make a great point. You know, for anybody who's watched what I think is the best thriller ever called The Sixth Sense, where you go through
yes.
at the end, you get this huge reveal. Anytime you've watched a movie like that, that is the problem with this trial, is the reveals there. And in the other trial, it had the biggest impact. And they're not going to have that anymore. The other thing is the kennels don't exist. Remember, we heard from jurors that said that was a huge part.
Yeah, right. Yeah, walking the ground.
They are not there anymore to see that proximity, right? No. The close proximity and him there and how he couldn't have walked back from the house and everything. I mean, I think that is going to be catastrophic that they don't have that. As far as their approach, if I were them, I am going to have an alternative suspect, and I'm going to try.
That's the big one. Yeah.
Do you name it? Do you have a named alternative? Do you have to name an alternative as who it is, or just mystery person?
I think they're going to either do one of two things. I think they're going to go the drug route,
yeah.
because of his, you know, drug. And by the way, Robin, if you don't think he's doing hooch in prison.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the fruit hooch?
Lemons.
Toilet hooch. Yeah, the toilet hooch you make in the jail, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Alex, a bartender now.
He's probably hooching it up. But anyway, that could be clouding what he ends up doing. So he might take the stand. But back to this, I think they'll have somebody, not a person, but definitely they might go the drug route. I tell you, if Buster turns on them, they could even try to turn on Buster. I think it's going to be ridiculous and hard to do, but they could try.
Yeah, I know they'd like to go down the alternate person route, but even after this amount of time, keeping someone silent with other people knowing for this period of time, and especially someone who's as self-serving and narcissistic as Alex is, he would have thrown someone under the bus, I would think, at this point in time. So I really think trying to introduce a third party that it could have been or that someone's witty enough, I mean, it just... It's such a stretch because go ahead, Tony. What?
He was an attorney though too. You know, like he has some, and I'm wondering if that's the difference here. They were all counting on, because they had a pretty strong card with Becky Hill. I think they knew the odds are pretty good here. We're going to get a retrial. So maybe we should all shut the F up and not leak a bunch of stuff from prison. That's not going to help us. Let's hold on to it for the big show number two. I'm wondering how much of that was played in tier two and the fact that he was an attorney and that he has that sense about him, unlike someone like Corey Richens or something.
That's possible.
Well, the other thing is you have the boat aspect, right?
Yeah.
The whole death that happened and people that could have, and remember, he
what a broken person, right? and there's this. Sorry, but you're right. Keep going.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. And he said that on his initial interview. Remember the spontaneous, do you have anybody that could? Well, actually, I do. My son was involved in exactly how people don't act when their whole life has been destroyed in front of them, with their wife being murdered with a rifle as she crawled away and was hunted, and their son having their head blown off. You don't say, well, you know who could have done it is the people that are upset about the boating accident. So he's already thrown out that little whisper of a possibility. They're going to look at it all and figure out what works best. That's what they'll do.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Well, an interesting aspect of it was when the when he was held, when he got shot in the car where the bullet grazed him.
Yep, that's the other one I was thinking of.
The initial thing he did when they were trying to do a sketch of who he was claiming did it, he was trying to do a sketch of one of the kids from the boating accident. That looks, well, at least that's the assumption, because the sketch who he described looks suspiciously like that, like he's still trying to set up that story. So it's who knows? I'm excited to see him on the stand again, hopefully, and hopefully maybe they go down a road that doesn't work. And at the end, he's like, it's all because of the prison hooch, and a bad line there, and it affected the brain of meeting amoebas in my head. And who knows where he's gonna go with it? I look forward to impersonating Alec Murdaugh more because it's fun.
I'm excited to see him on the stand again or just be in defense again, just to watch him squirm and be uncomfortable and lose, just knowing he's already in jail. That's again, my only fear is that somehow or other, because I remember when he originally, after he's convicted of this and sentenced, and he pled on the financial crime aspect, we're like, why would he do that? That's interesting. Does he have something up his sleeve that he's going to do on the? I just hope that everything on the finance side stands so that no matter what, he's still in jail and he's probably going to die in jail. So that way you can watch him squirm it would just be so awesome to watch him lose miserably again.
No, the odds are there.
But it's until proven guilty.
Innocent until proven guilty. Yeah, we'll see.
Twice.
Yeah, your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com. This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
From ESPN's 30 for 30 podcast, this is Murder at the U.
Did you say someone got shot?
November 2006, a college football star on his way to NFL dreams, gunned down in broad daylight.
Just bawling, crying, and he said, "Coach, they killed him."
No weapon, missing witnesses, conflicting accounts, and for years, no arrest.
She insinuated that the Miami PD had done nothing, and it became a little bit more accusatory.
The case goes cold, rumors spread, and the truth gets buried. Until now.
His world could come crashing down. According to him, it was over.
The ending, something no one saw coming, because this story isn't over yet. From ESPN's 30 for 30 podcast, this is Murder at the U. Binge the full season right now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.